For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Tonight we are going to look at the hearing of faith. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come ready to hear from the Word of God. Please help us to hear what you are saying to us, Lord, and to be responsive and to be open to what the Spirit of God is saying to us and leading us in. We thank you, Lord, for the holy word of God. We thank you for your Son, and we thank you, Lord, for the help that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, the hearing of faith. So, firstly, let's look in Galatians chapter 3 and verses. We're going to look at a couple of verses in Galatians 3, verses 2 and verse 5. Galatians 3 verse 2 says, "This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?" And in verse 5 the scripture says, "He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" So what do you think the answer is to these questions? Do you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or do you receive it by the hearing of faith? Receive him by the hearing of faith. And do you think miracles come about by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Notice that faith is crucial, and the hearing of faith is important. The hearing of faith brings about these works of God in our lives. If you take the faith out of it, if you take the hearing of the Word of God out of it, you won't get any work of God. You won't get anything supernatural if there's no hearing of faith. So that's why we are asked the question. The Word of God puts the question. Fourth, it is the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. Now, we have the Word of God. The Word is the Word of faith. We have the Word, and it has to be heard. Hearing it is more than just listening to it and not taking it in. Hearing it is actually, when you hear it, you actually concentrate on it and you meditate on it and think on it, so that it actually becomes a part of you. And that's why the scripture talks about the engrafted word. In the scripture it says engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So the engrafted word means that it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you. You take it in and it goes into your spirit and becomes a part of your inner man. And when it does that, a wonderful, miraculous thing happens whereby faith is produced. So the hearing of faith starts with the hearing of the Word of God. And in doing that, you will see the works of God done. So the hearing of faith enables the outworking of God's power. The hearing of faith. So let's have a look at this closer in Romans 10:17 and see what the scripture says. Romans 10:17. Which says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So that's the process, and the order in which faith is brought about. So then faith cometh by hearing. So the hearing part is essential to the faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and the way you get hearing is by the word of God. Actually listening to the word of God. It's a principle that is universal, that to actually hear something, you're actually listening and taking it in and processing it. You're actually taking the time to do that. You're not just giving it lip service or just listening off the top of your head. You're actually taking the time to hear what it's saying. That does require effort and requires concentration on the word of God. But that's the only way faith comes. It's the only way faith will come. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and only by the word. If you want godly faith, it only comes by hearing the word of God. It will not come from hearing ungodly things. That will not produce faith. Faith only comes by hearing the word of God. So that's the foundation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Back to chapter 8. And let's look at verse 14. The scripture says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So who is led by the Spirit of God? The sons of God. They are God's children, people of God, born again people. And we are the people who are led by the Spirit of God. So how do we get led by the Spirit of God? He speaks to us. He is speaking to us. In order to be led by His Spirit, we have to listen. We have to hear what He is saying to us. And every one of us as a Christian can do that. We can hear what the Spirit is saying to us because He ministers to our inner man. He ministers, this is where He speaks to us, in our inner man, in our spirits. He talks to us, and that's where we have to be hearing Him, with our inner man ears. With our inner man ears, we have to be hearing Him, because He does that to every Christian. He leads us. And that's where our part comes in hearing Him. So we have to make an effort to hear Him, and it can help greatly to quieten ourselves down and take away the noise of the world from our ears. That can be done in prayer and quiet meditation upon the Word of God. As you meditate and think about the Word of God, it enables the voice of the Holy Spirit to become more detectable to us. Because there's a lot of noise in the world, a lot of voices, the scripture says. There's always constant input into our minds. So it's very beneficial and good to quieten ourselves down. And if you take yourself away and pray to the Lord, just take the time to focus on Him and pray and quieten yourself down, you're able to hear the Holy Ghost more precisely. And that's something He expects of us to do, because the scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." So He wants us to do that. It is necessary. It's necessary to hear Him. And if you do that, if you listen to Him and hear Him, and choose to act on what He is saying to you, that means you will be led by the Spirit of God. every Christian. That's what he wants for every single Christian, because he's talking to us. He's witnessing to our spirit. He's witnessing things to our spirit even now. He's witnessing things to our spirit. And the more we practice that hearing part of it, the more quicker we are to respond to him, and more easily we can hear his voice. We become used to hearing his voice the more we take the time and the practice of listening to it. Listening to his voice, you become more able to recognize it when you take the time to hear it. So, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are led by His Spirit. And that's a good thing to say over yourself. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am a son of God. So you can say that. I am led by the Spirit. It makes it more in the forefront of your thinking, and spiritually it will come to pass, because it becomes part of who you are as a Christian. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am a son of God. I am a child of God. So Christians are led by the Spirit through hearing him. And thankfully he talks to every Christian. He talks to every Christian, because we are born again to follow him and hear his voice. He doesn't want us to be in the world without him. So we can hear his voice. Let's turn to Mark 7 and verse 16. Mark 7 and verse 16, this is what the Lord said. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. So it's not only talking about the physical ears here, it's talking about the inner man ears. The ear of the inner man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. So firstly, you can use your physical ears to hear the word of God. You can use it to hear. And then you've got to use your inner man ears to take it in. You've got to take it into your heart. So it needs a hearing process. To hear the word of God, to hear it, because it can happen, and we'll look at this soon, that a person can hear but not take it in. That they might hear with their physical ears, but they're not hearing with their inner man ears. That makes them an easy target for the devil to lead them off into the enemy of faith, which is doubt and unbelief. So it's got to be a process. As Christians, we have to follow that process of hearing with our physical ears and our inner man ears. Have a look in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. The scripture says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. That was the command of the Lord, to hear the Lord Jesus Christ, to hear him. That's God's command, and that's what he expects of us, is to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, to hear what he has said to us, to hear what he says to us. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Hear his words. Hear his words. And it's dangerous not to hear the word of the Lord. It is dangerous not to, because without the word of the Lord is the curse. So it's dangerous to not listen to him and to hear him. Let's go back to Mark chapter 4. And let's read some verses 15 to 17 firstly in Mark chapter 4. This is what the Lord said. I'll start at verse 14 because you know what the seed is. The seed is the word of God. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And let's look at this here. The word has been sown. Firstly, in verse 15, it's not sown in a good place. It's sown on the wayside, not in the proper earth. It's sown on the wayside. So they've heard the word with their physical ears, but the ground isn't right in their heart, and they haven't listened with their inner man ears and heard there. Immediately Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. So got so far as into the soul, but they did not hear with their inner man, so that it becomes engrafted into the spirit. And that's when Satan can take it away, because the ground wasn't right. They didn't take the time to let it go into the heart and to change the heart, because that's what it does. If you allow it to become engrafted into you, into your inner man, it will change you. That's a good thing about this seed, is that when you put it in there, it changes you. It changes the ground. Changes the ground. So the next one is, when it has been sown on stony ground. They've heard the word with their physical ears. Immediately they've received it with gladness. So they've reacted in just a superficial way. That sounds good to me. Sounds good. So that they've reacted like that. But they have no root in themselves, because it's a stony ground. There's no root. They haven't taken the time to actually hear it and made a serious decision to hear it. It's the stony ground. The stony ground. And the word cannot take root there. They have no root in themselves. And when things like affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, so things start to get a little bit tough. They get tough for this person. Affliction or persecution, which is inevitable, ariseth for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. Immediately they are offended because the ground wasn't right. They have not put it into their hearts and allowed it to change it. It's just stayed up here. Sounds good. But persecution ariseth, which inevitably comes, and affliction. And the thing to go from these people is the word. It goes. It's too hard. Too hard. Because they haven't taken the time. They haven't made the effort. God honours it when you make effort for him. He honours that. If you say to the Lord, I want to be changed by the word of God. I want to hear it. I want to do it. He uses that effort that you put in So if there's no effort and you're just going where things are going well, just in the fair weather friend, that's not going to be any good. And let's look at verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bringeth forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So you see there, this Christian has used the process correctly. They've heard the word with their ears. Their heart is the good ground in that they have received it. They've allowed it to change them. And they've allowed it to change them so that they base their decisions on the word of God. It's changed their beliefs. It's produced the faith there. And that's going to, as the scripture says, bring forth fruit. Faith produces fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Because they've listened with their inner ears and allowed the word of God to change them on the inside of their heart. So that shows a contrast there. People who hear the word of God and have faith versus those that don't. Let's go to John chapter 6 and verse 63. This is what the Lord Jesus said in John 6:63. He said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So you see here that he's talking about the spirit man that quickeneth. It's the things happen in the spirit man. Things happen in the inner man. That's where the whole thing takes place. The whole process of spiritual change takes place in the spirit man. The flesh profiteth nothing. That means it doesn't happen from the outside in. It happens from the inside out. Things change and things happen from the inside out for a Christian. Starts in the inner man. And the way the flesh does get benefit is when the inner man starts to profit and benefit. It affects the outward man. But it doesn't happen the other way around. And Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So his words are spirit. They are of the spirit. Remember, the Lord talks to our spirit. They are spirit. And they are life. They produce life. They are a life-producing spiritual seed. That's what they are. A life-producing spiritual seed from the Lord. And they are our spiritual food. They are our spiritual food. So it's to be taken, and you can't have too much of it. You actually cannot have too much of the Word of God, because that is not something that can happen. You can never have too much of it. Let's go now to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 7 in Deuteronomy chapter 6, the scripture says, talking about the word of God, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." So that is showing us that the talking about the word and the hearing of the word, it has to be part of our way of life. It has to be part of our day-to-day life from beginning to end. It has to be a part of us. And when we do that, when we think on it and teach them and talk about them and talk about them in the things that we do, you can talk out loud and yourself to yourself, you're hearing it. It's going to make the hearing process come to pass. As you talk about it and think on it, speak it out loud. The word says, I am this. Say it out loud. You're in a man. You hear it yourself when you say it out loud. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. It's you're thinking on it and you're meditating on it and you're bringing it to pass. So the Lord wants it at the forefront of our life. So talking about the word promotes the hearing of it. You can talk to others about it, teach others about it. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. Which says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. That's talking about the children of Israel. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So you see that what has to happen here is that the word needs to be mixed with faith. So it's got to be heard. And that faith, because the word, hearing of the word produces the faith. So you use the faith that God has given you in your heart. It starts to grow. And as you hear the word of God, you mix it with that faith. He's given to every man the measure of faith. So we all have it as Christians. And as you mix it with the word, it's like mixing up self-raising flour, for example, with water and then cooking it. It rises. That's just an example. But it's something that causes it to rise. It rises. It starts to increase. You mix it. The faith gets mixed with the word of God. The faith gets mixed. And that faith is in the good ground. Not the stony ground, but the good ground. Mixed with faith in them that heard it. So the word needs to be heard. And it needs to be mixed with the faith, and it will produce the outward results and the inward results. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6. The scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So how do you please God? You demonstrate your faith. You act on your faith. How do you get the faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it starts there, taking the word of God and hearing it produces a faith. You get more word in, mix it with that faith. That's how you're going to please the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So, hearing the word of God, you're cutting short. If you don't hear the word of God, you cannot please God because you've got no basis there to produce your faith with. So, we cannot believe properly unless we have the word in our heart, and that comes by hearing the word. Now, let's turn over to the Old Testament, the book of Amos. Amos talks about a very sad situation in the world, in the planet Earth at the moment. And it's Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. The scripture, this is something for us to be seriously aware of. The scripture says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. There is a famine. Even now, there is a famine of the hearing, of hearing the words of the Lord. That's something God sees as a very serious matter. There is a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. And when there's no hearing, there's no proper believing, there's no faith, people are not going to be properly led by the Spirit of God if they're not acting in faith. They're going to be more susceptible to listening to the enemy, to listen to the voices of the world. And as a result, you get all sorts of unbiblical doctrines, people acting on them. You get pollution of the church. And we've already seen this already. There is a famine of hearing the words of God. So the Lord says this to us. We must not neglect the hearing of the word of God. We need to hear it. Praise the Lord. And let's lastly go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verses 24. Start with verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now that's what the Lord wants for every Christian, is to be that wise person. They've built their house upon a rock. The rock is the Lord and his sayings. The rock is the sayings of the Lord, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, that's what he said there, these sayings of mine, and doeth them, so act on them, shall be likened unto a foolish man. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So you see there, the things of the world are not going to cause that person to fall, because they have founded themselves upon a rock. That's opposed to the foolish person that has built their house upon the sand. The sand is things that are not God's word. When in verse 27, the rain descends and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So the problems, the tribulation, the affliction, the persecution comes. That person who has it built on the sand will fall. But the person who has it built upon the sayings of the Lord, they've heard it and they've built their house on it, they will not fall. And that is a wise person, the Lord says. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for the word of God and that we can hear the word of God. We thank you that it changes us. It changes us on the inside, Lord. We choose to hear the word of God and to be led by the Spirit of God, to be people who grow in faith. And we ask for your help, Lord, in this. In Jesus' name, amen.